Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
So how much training do you have to do to become a ball kid in the Australian Open, Cameron?
There's lots of training involved. So the first training sessions are held, I think it's about March time, which the level one trials are. We're about all 3,000 applicants, and they cut that down to about 700.
Right.
Who then go on to the level two trials, which are then in July at the National Training Centre. And so it's kind of like the same process as level one for level two. And then they'll cut you down to 450 from there.
Yeah.
And then you have a four-month training regime with all 1 weekend a month. You all go to the Open and you do like match practice, like you got to work on this, and you get feedback reports.
Yep.
And from the end of that, they'll then obviously give the 360 who have then been selected for the Open.
Really? So when you say training, like, or the selection process to get that down from all those people, is it just someone like throwing tennis balls at you and you have to try and catch them? Or how do they pick you?
They do this one exercise which involves most of the skills. And so you go in like a circuit of running across the net, picking up the ball, and then you roll the two balls and you swap positions.
Okay.
So it's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you've gone through this rigorous training for months. I didn't really realise there was this much behind it. Do you think you'll ever shake these skills, Cameron, or will you be working like a desk job one day and if someone hits a tennis ball, you just smash the window and just be able to catch it?
You do have to practice quite a bit, just like keep up
with
everything.
Yeah.
On Triple J right now, you are with Ben and Liam, and maybe you're a bit tired from the weekend because you watched a bit too much of the Australian Open. Well, if you did, you could have even seen Cameron and Jenna on your TV screens. They are some ball kids in the Australian Open. And Cam, who's like the Michael Jordan of ball kids?
Yeah, so the award which like practically represents that is the Top Gun Award.
Mm-hmm.
So every year there's one boy and one girl who's selected as the Top Gun, so the best performed boy and the best performed girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to go to France to do the French Open.
Really? That's a good gig.
Yeah.
And Cam, how many Australian Opens have you done?
I've done four.
You've done four. And Jenna, is this your first year doing the Australian Open?
Yes, it is.
All right. Is there any players you're going to keep an eye out for?
Anyone, really.
Anyone, any big name. What about you, Cam? Who's your favourite tennis player?
Rafa Nadal.
Yeah.
I've never had him. He's the one player I've always wanted to get.
Is there such thing as ball adults, or just is it solely reserved to kids?
It's solely reserved to kids aged between 12 and 15.
Oh, so once you get past 15, you're cut off.
Yeah, you can't do it anymore.
Well, Cam, aren't you?
In the US Open, though, they have, like, men doing it.
Ball men.
Yeah.
Cam, aren't you 15 years old, though? So you were almost at the cutoff point?
Yeah, so this is my last year. So so it's last one that I'm out.
Yeah, right.
So you sound a bit sad.
What's the go after this? Are you going to do play tennis as well?
No, but so after this, you can do like umpiring, linesman, and
right.
Court services. There's heaps of other jobs of which you can do once you finish with ball kids.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even if you're up there in that umpy position, you'll just be looking down going, geez, if only I was 15 again. God, I was good on that court. God, I was agile.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.